coming. Hi, it's Nancy Ural, and welcome to Nancy's Psychic View on the High Road to Humanity. And I have a fabulous guest today. Phil Boyle's here, and welcome, Phil, to the High Road.
Thanks, Nancy. I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited you're here. You guys, he is a psychic medium and an energetic surgeon. He looks at people. Well, I'll let him explain it, but he can do psychic surgery and remove things that shouldn't be in our bodies. And this is just going to be a really fun show. I'll read his bio here in a few minutes. But first of all, let me just say thank you to all the people who came to see me in Boca Raton, Florida. We had such a great time. It was so nice to meet everyone. And so shout out to everyone there. Because this is High Road to Humanity, I want to bring up that it did just come across the news that Kate, Princess of Wales, announces cancer was found during her surgery undergoing her she's undergoing preventative chemotherapy. She did come on, this comes from London, and the Princess of Wales made an announcement. It was a video announcement that was released today that during this abdominal surgery, and maybe you can help her with this, Phil, I thought about this when it came out.
He hasn't called me yet.
She may dial
you. So weird that she hasn't called. Yeah. So.
After the show. Well, seriously, this is serious stuff. So, you know, there's been all these conspiracy theories, I have to say, about, you know, what's going on with her and why hasn't she been in the public eye? And this is what's going on. So it's a huge shock for William. Of course, his father has cancer too. So prayers to the family. I'm prayers to her because she's really awesome. And if you get a chance to listen to her message, she gave a really heartfelt message where she wishes other people who have the same condition, you know, peace and wellness too. That was really cool. One other thing I saw came across that I had to bring up today, you guys, Russia. This is the headline. Russia says 40 killed and more than 100 wounded in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. So they were having a concert. This comes from the AP, from the Associated Press. Several gunmen burst into a large concert hall on the edge of Moscow on Friday, that's today, and sprayed visitors with automatic gunfire, killing at least 40 and injuring 100 others in an attack that came just days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. He's still the guy in charge. You want to say anything about that, Phil?
It's still horrifying. Honestly, it's a sad thing when people can't go anywhere without just expecting to be shot now anywhere in the world. So it's horrifying. I mean, Russians aren't the most popular people in the world, but nobody deserves that either. So,
right. Well, I'm going to tell a little bit about you, Philip Boyle. He's highly in demand, and he is. He is a medium. He is an energetic surgeon who removes energy blocks and as an energy healer of the physical body. So after being told for years that he was a medium by multiple psychics, he rejected any metaphysical gifts. But in 2020, he was told by a psychic healer that he was indeed a medium. And by rejecting this gift, he was rejecting multiple other gifts. And this began his exploration into his gifts. And we're just really glad he's here today. You know, I met Phil, and then I'll shut up here really quick. I met Phil in LA at the Conscious Life Expo. I was really drawn to him, and we worked together, and we just hung out in Florida. And I just think he's a great guy. Phil, I tell your story. I mean, what do you do for a living? Can I ask that question?
I work in IT, and my background is financial trading, equities, options trading, and I've been doing that forever. And so I'm not the person who you should be talking to by all metrics. I'm not that person. I'm like the most cynical person when it comes to the woo-woo factor. And here I am in the woo-woo world now. So it surprised me. I mean, I kept it really quiet for the first, for the last 3 years. It's only this last year that I've kind of like started telling people what I do and how I can do it. And like my family, they never knew. And they were appropriately skeptical and shocked until I actually worked on them as well. So It's the one thing I can't do for them to validate is I can't do mediumship for them because I know all the people that they would be interested in communicating with. And for me, I think it's really important to validate who is coming across.
Right.
If you can't validate, then you're just telling, people the usual, oh, they love you kind of thing. And that to me just feels inadequate.
Too general.
Well, it's not even just too general. It's absolutely inadequate. You want something to validate that the people that you're talking to, something unique, something that can identify them. So
Right.
that's why I can't do it for my family because I know everybody. So that they'd be looking for.
You can do energetic healings on them.
I have done both physical and energetically. So I can tell you how it works if you like. Would you
Sure.
like me to go into that?
Yes. Thank you,
Because
Phil.
the mediumship is pretty much, dead people talking, and I repeat. So, I'll tell. Can I pivot a little first as to why I was so opposed to anything in
Absolutely.
mediumship?
Absolutely. I want to
Is
hear all about it.
I hate them on TV. I just think that it's awful that, and I'm not saying that they're good or bad. It's just like, they're in a butcher store and they're like, oh, who was decapitated? Because they're there right next to you holding the baby. So that kind of thing. And I'm like, it's just so, it kind of just turned me off. So,
Okay.
and I recognize that they're probably really great. I don't know them, so I'm sure that they're really good at what they do. It's just that whole, it seems,
Approach, is it the approach that you don't like?
it's the approach.
Okay.
Maybe if I had a TV show, I wouldn't feel quite so offended by it. But this was going back before this. So when people would tell me I'm a medium, I'm like, that is like the worst thing almost you could say, because it seems so,
You felt like the reputation was
an
it
exploitation
had, yeah,
type thing. So
okay.
on people's grief. I've pivoted that a lot because now I know that it can be such a healing cathartic thing for people. And really change the trajectory of their life as well. So I've come off my high horse now. So I just wanted to put that out there. So
All right.
I do believe in that. So when I was told by this woman, this healer in Ireland, her name is Catherine Green, she's fantastic. I had a session with her because it was pandemic and in lockdown and
You were in Ireland.
boarded. No, she's in Ireland. I was on Zoom call with her,
Okay.
and my sisters who live in Ireland. They'd gone to her and they were raving. Actually, all my cousins went to her and they were raving about her. So I just, I'm bored and I had the money and I'll set up a session. And
Okay.
it was her who goes, "Who are all these people behind you?" And I'm like, "There's nobody here. It's like in lockdown." And she goes, "Oh, you're a medium. That's why." And I'm like, "No. No, I'm not." And she goes, "Well, you are. And by you blocking this gift, you're blocking a lot of other gifts." And something resonated in me a little bit. I thought, well, that kind of sucks to be giving up, gifts. You've heard that story about people going to heaven and they're walking around and they see this one room and it's got all these presents in it. And like, well, what's this from? He goes, "These are the gifts you wouldn't accept." That sappy
Oh my gosh,
story.
no, I never heard
Oh,
that.
you never heard that? It's just like
No.
sappy story. And I'm like, I
Oh
don't want to go and see a big room full of gifts that I didn't accept.
okay.
So anyway, a dear friend of mine who she's a phenomenal Akashic reader, and she called me up. Because I told her about it, and she came over and she goes, she asked if she could come over because of the bubble thing. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And we're like sitting miles apart in the house. And she's like, "My guides have been bugging me all day to work with you on your mediumship." And I'm like, "There is no mediumship there, Terry. You know me, right?" And to be fair, I'd taken her Akashic Records class, which is phenomenal. But it wasn't, I don't know why I did it, but it
Nothing
was,
happened. Nothing
well,
happened.
no, I'm actually a really good Akashic Record reader.
Okay.
I turned out that I'm fantastic at it. It's just, the Akashic records are a little bit annoying to me because they never tell you what to do. It's always like, well, you could do this or you could do this,
Well, because you have free
because it's
will,
all
because
about
you.
your own self choice, choices that you
Right.
make, and
Yeah.
nobody wants that. People want to be killed.
Phil,
So
we have free will. That's what the angel
we
holds.
have free will,
Yes.
exactly. So it's kind of like it talks about the butterfly effect or whatever. Anyway, so she came over and I said, I don't know how to do what to do. And she, but what I did know and what I learned from the Akashic Records, and you and I have talked about this, is how important it is to protect your energy. That you were always under attack, it seems, by lower energies, especially as you're, not to sound like grandiose or anything, but as your light goes up, your energy frequency goes up, your light goes up, and you know, it's like moths coming around, you know, at night. So so I knew to protect my energy and to protect hers. And I'm like, literally, anybody want to talk to Terry? And suddenly it was like a light switch went off, and suddenly I started seeing things, hearing things, talking, and like eight of her family members, each identifiable, came in one after another, one after another. It
So
was
you
like
had to give the okay, and
I
then
had to be okay.
I
I had
like
to
that.
be
I like that.
yeah, it was
Yeah.
it was
Okay.
yeah, it was strange because I put going back like 20 years before, I had this thing where I was like getting almost getting dragged out of bed every night at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I went to a dream workshop that was being run by a psychic because I thought I must be having these dreams that I can't remember. And he said, he was one of the first, he said, like, well, you know, you're a medium and you've got a wall up, and this is the only time you take your wall down is when you're sleeping. So
Oh.
just say this and it'll go away. And sure enough, it did. So I've been doing that for like the last 20 years, saying, like, you know, shut up, leave me alone, you know, kind of thing. Is even though I
Well,
didn't believe it, I still did the protection, if that makes sense. So,
no, I want to stop you for just a second because
yeah.
I've been getting woken up at three, but I just figure it's because I had, I don't know. I've been getting up. I figured it was the cat or maybe, I don't know, but they always
Well,
wake.
now when I get up at 3 o'clock is to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's what
So,
I was going to say, but I don't want to say that
yeah, nobody out here goes to the bathroom at all. So,
but I don't know. I feel like, yeah, if so for people out there, for the audience, I guess what I want to say is that is the time where they will try to get your attention.
yeah, well, that's what it was for me, and then I blocked that off too, so that wasn't even happening then. But
Okay.
yeah, it was like I flipped a switch and said, okay. Then I had to learn the boundaries because once you flip that switch, is there like, you know, I kind of like, because I used to live in LA and they used to do the cattle call auditions, stuff like that. That's what it kind of felt like, all these people coming rushing in trying to get noticed once I would like open myself up a bit. And I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in the butcher store talking to people, you know, like that. So anyway, I put up very clear boundaries that
Well,
I
what
say
did
a prayer that kicks me off that I'm starting, and it stops it when I'm done. And it seems to be working for us. We've got a sort of a good relationship now, I think.
Well, what really makes you different, because I've had mediums I've on the show before, but Phil, you doing your energetic surgery was life-changing, I think, for a lot of people, and I really wanted you to come on and talk about it. Do you, I don't know how much you want to share,
Yeah, I
what you
can
want to
share
say.
it all if you like.
Yeah,
It was
go.
all a progression from that accepting the mediumship. And now I'm like, all right. And it seemed like the universe were putting people in my way to stretch what I did. And I would have, to be fair, my friend Terry, she won't mind me saying this, I hope, but she was like one of my almost everything that I've learned has been part of a result of her
Working with her.
and her belief in me, which completely unjustified, to be fair, you know, at the time, but she had just immense belief in me, in everything, in the Akashics and the mediumship when it happened. And then she, well, actually, I was at, sounds so corny, but I was at a raw wheatgrass retreat place, and where I'm embarrassed to say it, but it was this detoxy place where you just wheatgrass and colonics. That was it. That was all people did, was drink wheatgrass and have colonics.
That's crazy.
And was beyond crazy. But I met some people there, and that's when I was experimenting with the mediumship.
Okay.
And you know, and so anybody who I could get to, because it seemed like, well, this seems a bit much, a bit of a fluke that this is so, you know, it's going so well, you know, and I just wanted to keep going until it broke so I could say, ah, see, it's not real. You know, it's a weird. Well,
Okay.
that's that skeptic. I told you I was
Yeah, you're
skeptical.
science. Yeah, you're IT. Okay.
So I was like trying to, you know, verify. And so while I was there, I did a medium reading for this woman, and which was great. It worked, was fine. And then the next day, I had this couple come up to me, and they're like, "We need to, would you be willing to do what you did for whatever her name was the night before?" And I'm like, "Sure." Okay. Nothing else going on in my life here at this place. And we set up a side of time, and we went to this room, and I'm like, "Who would you like to communicate?" Oh, one of the things that I do as a medium, which is a little bit different, is that I ask, "Who do you want to talk to?" And I ask for the name. That's it. And I'll just go, "Do they want to talk, you know, Greta Garbo? Do you want to talk to Nancy, you know?"
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she would say no, but if she did, it would just be that connection. Then I start describing her. So there's none of that like trying to figure out who's coming in kind of thing. So I asked this woman, who would she like to talk to? And she goes, "I don't want to talk to anybody." I'm like, "Well, I'm confused." And she's like, "I want to get the healing." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Well, that other woman was telling everybody that you healed her last night." And I'm like, "I'm pretty sure I didn't." I would probably.
Oh my God.
And she's like almost begging me. And I'm like, "I promise you, I didn't." And she goes, "Well, she believes she had a healing. She's telling everybody." So I'm like, and she was crying. She was like thinking that,
Oh
you
my
know, I
God,
wasn't going
Phil.
to do it. So I'm like, "I'll tell you what, I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what? Your guides probably will. So if you like, we can try that." This is how it all started. And so I knew to protect her, protect me, and I asked for permission to talk to her guides, and I started hearing where to go in her body and feel the energy within her body. And I started removing that energy, and I could hear the story. So then here's how it all, that was the start of it. And then I kept experimenting that on people. And so what it is that I have the ability to communicate with one's guides. And when communicating with them, usually I hear a word describing the energy. So let's pick a word like distress or something like that. So I go looking for the energy called distress in the body, and then I find it, and it actually has a texture to me. It has a consistency, it has a shape. You know, it could be anything. It could be random. It could be random. Well, the only consistent thing is that if it's wet, it's still ongoing.
Oh my
That it's still
gosh.
it, you know, and if I feel it's wet, that okay, this energy is still being fed actively. It's not an old energy that's sort of dried up husk, but it's active. And most of them are kind of active, to be fair. But and I hear when they picked up this energy. And typically who or the person, the type of person in their life at that time that they picked this energy up from, and how then it's been affecting their life. You know, so I could say like, "This is why you do this, this is why you do this, this is why you do this." And when I tell people that, the other part's just like, "Oh, it's remotely interesting, you know," but they usually don't remember any of these incidents, or they may, but it's not really that important to them. But when I tell them that this is why you do this, this is why you pick fights with people randomly at a certain, you know, whatever it would be, they can recognize themselves in that. And but they always just thought that's part of who they were, where in fact it's part of who they are because somebody imprinted an energy on them, or they accepted it. To be fair, let's be real, everyone's accepted the energy because it helped them cope with something, or you know, that really wasn't their energy to pick up, but now their life is going through this prism of this energy and they act out in that way. So,
Can I ask you really quickly, do you send that energy to the light? Is that what you do?
I remove what I do is with the permission, I remove it.
Right.
I
Is that okay
have
to ask that? Is that what
what's
you,
that?
I just thought that's probably what you did with it. Like, what do you do with it?
Well, I cut it out, I extract it. It's so that's why I call it energetic surgery because I'm literally going through and extracting that energy as I do it. And I do it now while they're repeating this, something along the lines of they repeat after me. I'd like to thank you for the, for being there, this energy, because you don't want to, they brought it in for a reason. So thank you for being here, but you no longer serve me. And I demand and command that you remove yourself or allow me to remove you from their body. And so then I typically like toss it to the side to get to the point of this energy. I seal up that energy spot. This sounds so corny too, but I don't really have a good vernacular to describe it. I use what I call like energetic flex seal. You know the flex seal commercials with the guy on the boat? Screen seals everything off.
That's
I'm
what
like
you do.
spreading this energetic flex seal around the shape of where this energy was to seal it off. And then I fill it up because nature doesn't allow void. I fill it up with high vibrational healing Christ consciousness energy. Then I get rid of that energy and I send that up to the universe to be transmitted to a higher vibrational energy. But
Okay.
then they go through the healing process, which can take up to a week, week and a half to acclimate to living your life without this energy pattern guiding you. So what I'm not trying to make anybody better, although I'd
Oh,
like
you
to think
do
that.
though, Phil. Come on.
But you do, Blanche. Yes.
Yeah, I
But
let Phil work on me, and he really, and I don't know. I know it worked because I was so tired for like a whole week. I will say that after we did a session when we were in LA, and it was so fun. I gave him an angel reading, and he gave me the surgery stuff, and it was really cool. And I have to say, I was tired for a week, but I felt lighter.
people typically, it kind of goes like, yay, I feel great, crash
Yeah.
day or
And then
two, and then they come back up to their new normal.
yeah.
While the way it was described to me by my guides, when I first started doing this, is that there are four tenets that we're born with, and this follows along, and you know what a tenet is?
Explain to the audience so they
Because
understand.
I didn't know, this is again why I shouldn't be doing this.
Oh,
My
stop.
guides are using words. My guides are using words that I'm unsure of the meaning of it. So I had to Google this word because I heard very good, they're four tenets. And oh, so I Google it. And tenet is basically a principle or a guiding principle in your life. So it follows along with the north, south, east, west, the air, fire, earth, water type
Okay,
thing.
gotcha.
It
Sure.
follows along that your four tenets of your personality. So let's say that Nancy had the personality when she came in is that everything's easy for her. She's happy-go-lucky and things just seem to fall into place. You know those awful, annoying people that things just go their way all the time? Let's say she was one of those people because that's what she was born with. But for whatever reason in her childhood, usually it stops up around the age 17 or 18 is pretty much the max where you're going to take on this energy, a new energy. But somewhere along the line, she comes up and says, you know what? Life is hard for people like us. You should not expect things. You should expect to work really hard and for not a lot. And now that becomes your new belief that you take on somehow to protect yourself, maybe from that person or from disappointment or whatever it would
What
be.
your parents tell you.
Well, it's not only your parents,
It could be
it could be anybody. And it's
anybody.
so random.
Okay.
It's so extremely random that, somebody could say, you know what, you are X, Y, and Z. And the person hearing would be just like, I don't really care. Whereas the next person could be just so traumatized by it is that they actually
Yeah.
change their personality. It's so random, but then who
Yeah.
knows what that we all take on these energies. So it's taking you back down to who you truly are, your authentic self.
Love it.
I use the story of Genesis, Bible. Adam and Eve. I think I told you about this. Adam and Eve in the garden, and eating an apple, having a great time, and then God's calling them, and they're freaking out, and they're delaying the return, and they're putting on fig leaves, whatever. And God goes, what kept you? And Adam said, well, we were embarrassed because we were naked. And God said, who told you you were naked? And
Right.
to me, that's like the first imprinting of a belief on somebody that didn't have this belief system. Now I know it's just a story, but it says
It
it
says a
really
lot.
well. It says a lot about how people, it's like the first thing in the Bible, and yet it's so other people's beliefs imprinting on us. That's what I got out of it. Maybe somebody, a theologian, would have a different concept of it, but to me, that's the first imprint of somebody else's belief on us.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's really interesting. It really is. Well, now since you've been doing this, and I know I met you at the show, so you're getting out there. I mean, how do you feel, Phil? I mean, do you feel like, I mean, you have to feel there's got to be, as I'll tell you, when I do those angel readings and help people, at the shows and stuff, or even just online or whatever, there is a feeling of, wow, I really helped that person,
It's massively rewarding. I mean, not just the energy surgeries, because with those energy surgeries, you can see people just kind of bloom again, become,
So they were
particularly people
supposed to
that are
be.
struggling or unhappy and depressed and, are just confused about their life. Just taking away this energy that's causing a lot of this stuff. We're all just blobs of energy. I mean, I think we can all agree with that. And there's a pile of different energies, and they're all unique to each of us. My energies are not going to be your energies, they're not going to be somebody else's energies. So it feels amazingly rewarding. And when I hear about the successes, I'm thrilled about it, to be honest with you. So,
Can I ask, this is going to be a weird question, but what's the craziest thing you've seen that you had to remove? No names or anything, of course, but what's the weirdest thing you've seen?
so this chick Nancy, no.
Knew
No.
that. I knew you were going to say that.
That there's nothing really weird. Honestly,
Really?
here's the interesting thing is that, and here's also the other thing, is that even if it was weird, I forget about it right away. I
Yes.
forget about everything. I know you and I had a conversation, and I did whatever I did for you.
You don't
I
remember.
know I didn't remember 20 minutes after, half hour afterwards,
Now,
because
isn't that funny?
it's not, it makes sense to me because it's not my energy to keep. I'm just playing monkey in the middle between you and your guides and facilitating on assisting you for your guides. That's how I look at it. I
Yeah.
don't think I've got any magic powers,
Right. But they
but I
do.
know people who do, who, basically use me for that. So it's interesting for physical healings. I remember those perfectly. But these energetic, especially because there's a lot of emotional stuff and a lot of people tell, they're not telling me anything. I'm telling them, well, usually while they're like, feeling the emotion of it. But so if anything weird, I don't remember if there was, but two, not really. I'm kind of detached when I do this.
Right. We
My
have
friend
to.
Terry says sometimes I'm a little rude. I'm like, shh.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, you do do that. You're like, as I talk, I'm like, oh, and
Sounds
there's like,
arrogant, but I don't know why I do it, but it's just like, I'm
yeah.
listening to another place right now. So
Yeah.
I don't need to hear your story. I'm listening to the real story,
Oh my
so
God. He's really good, you guys. Well, I have another question I want to ask you. So since we were talking about Kate Middleton, and she does have cancer cells, and she's going through, chemotherapy. And you know, chemotherapy, this is what I thought, is just so harsh on the body. Do you think you could do something like, because it is energy. I know it's energy that's stuck. It's dis-ease. That's what it is. It's dis-ease in the body. Is it possible, do you think, to pull something like that out? Not to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious. What do you think?
I have worked on people with cancer before, and I've heard. I can never say that I can do that, because,
Right.
well,
You
I
gotta be
can't guarantee
careful.
anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's got a bad back, and they go, "Well, I don't have a bad back anymore," that's a very different thing than, somebody who has a tumor. I had a client who, they didn't tell me what they were about, and I felt it and did the energy work first, and then behind the energy work, I'm like, did you know? And we had this discussion, and I heard how to break up that energy
The
that was
tumor,
there.
the
Yeah,
tumor. Yeah.
and I got a call back like 3 weeks later, telling me that it was gone and that the doctor said that she was just misdiagnosed or whatever. But I don't tell, well, I just did, I guess. But I mean, I can't
Each
make
person,
promises to people.
yeah.
I absolutely couldn't or wouldn't make promises to people. So, you know what? But I would suggest people try it. If not me, other people. I mean, it can't hurt. Let me just say that I don't believe it hurts. It's hard to trust people though with that. That's such a personal thing, and it's such a huge responsibility. Because I don't want to be somebody that gives people false hope,
Right.
but I don't want to take away hope either, So I have to ride that line. But again, I'll never tell somebody that I can cure them of anything, but if it's gone, then maybe what they were doing worked too, so.
So let's rewind. Let's go back to the place you were when you met the couple. And she asked you to heal her, and you didn't know what you were talking, and so you got in touch with her guides. What happened?
Well, again, I don't remember the specifics about what I was hearing, but there was this massive energy around her breast area or chest breast area. And I'm like, how do I do with this? Literally. And I was told that I could remove that energy. So to start clearing off the energy. And I do remember that as I'm doing it, I'm telling her the stories that I'm hearing that created, within this energy. It
Right.
was a little bit different. I was, if I remember right, it was something that she had with her father. And now she was like in her 60s, late 50s, 60s at that time. So, this is energy
He
from,
carried it with her a long time.
carried it with her a long time. And
Wow.
it actually, and people have told me this, people smarter than me have said that energy, when it gets like that, in the energetic body, takes longer to come present in the physical body. And apparently she had been diagnosed with lung cancer. So, and then I was told to, just to extract the lung cancer. I never saw or heard from her again. I don't know ever what happened with her, but the healing that she got from removing the emotionals, I mean, she was bawling. So that was huge for her, I'm assuming. I'm making assumptions here. But then I went in and I saw the tumor within her body. Again, I don't know whatever happened on that. I mean, I tried to remove it or did what I thought would remove it. So I don't know if it ever did, but it took away this pain that she'd lived with for so long anyway. So that we know worked. But
You know what's so
so then
crazy?
I started practicing on people with that. So it was like
Yeah, that's
crazy.
crazy. Well, and all you're talking about really makes sense to me, because energy. I wrote this book on energy, that, and everything has energy, and it's just, our bodies are made of energy, and when we have these emotions and they get stuck and we don't release them, that's when we become ill. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And if all the doctors were like you, they could just energetically, this is what it's going to, isn't it, Bill?
Plus, I have no student loan debt as a doctor.
Oh
So
my God.
yeah, if they
Oh
could.
my God. What
Here's the thing. I always tell people, go to your doctor, you know.
Well, yeah, of
Don't go
course.
to
Of course.
looking,
Of course.
don't go to Dr. Bombay first. I shouldn't be the first point of call for somebody.
See, I'd call you first. Now you know that. I would call
By
Phil.
the way, nobody but you and I probably understand who Dr. Bombay is, but you know, so yeah.
Hi, yes. I named my daughter Samantha from Bewitched. Isn't that crazy? Isn't
That's
that
but just
crazy?
such a beautiful name anyway, though,
Yeah.
so
Oh, she doesn't like it. Isn't it funny? So all you Bewitched fans out there, Dr. Bombay, you even look a little like Dr. Bombay.
that's not it. That's no compliment. Thank you.
Teasing you, Phil. I'm teasing you. I
Yeah.
don't mean that. I don't mean
Dr. Bombay, Dr. Bombay, emergency, come right away. Remember?
Oh my God, I do. You know, you've helped so many people. You helped me. And that's why I wanted you to come on the show because I know what you do is amazing and it comes from God.
It certainly didn't come from me initially. I can tell you that because
Yeah.
this was
I agree.
not. But all my life, and it was just so stupid, honestly, so stupid when I
What?
think about it. Well, resisting, like things kept falling in my lap. I think, I don't know if I told you, I went to this thing to support this organization and just to be supportive, but not overly supportive at an auction.
You've got the analytical mind is what it is, Phil.
I bought like tarot cards as an auction, as part of an auction, because it was like 20, 25 bucks, right? There was a lot more expensive stuff there, but this allowed people to think, oh, what a good guy. But cheap, but good, you know?
Yeah.
But when I left there, a friend of mine, an acquaintance, one of the friends came up and go, oh, you got the tarot, do a tarot reading for me. I'm like, I just bought them just to be supportive. He's like, oh, and he insisted that you're reading for him. I'm like, well, all right, I had no idea. And I started telling him stuff, and he was like, yeah, and some of the stuff was crazy stuff. And he's like, no, that's all true. And it ended up that there was like a line of people who wanted me to do this. And meanwhile, I'm getting more and more freaked out by this because just, and the next time they were doing this, which was a year later, he's like, bring your tarot cards. I'm like,
Oh
Bill. And I threw them away. I literally threw them away that day. And because I'm a bit of a phony, quite a lot of a phony, when I met him at that thing the next year, he's like, did you bring tarot? And I'm like, oh, bummer, I forgot. And I should have left it at that. But because I'm phony, I go, if I only had a pair, deck of playing cards. And he goes, oh, I got a deck right here. And I'm like, what? So I read the playing cards and it was easier than the tarot. So with the same results. And that just freaked me out again. That just pushed me back into the denial world.
how long ago was that before you
So
started?
that was, oh my God, it's like 25 years ago. Oh, yeah, more, at least 25 years ago.
You've been pushing this stuff away for a long time.
Oh, for a long time. As old as I am. That's and that and then some apparently.
I love it. Now, what's coming up next for you? We got to get out of here in a few, but what's coming up next?
So there's
What's the
it's
plan?
so I've been the energetic surgery as is phenomenal for people. But I did realize that some energies are deeper and you know that they need to go looking for those energies in a different way. I can't remember if we talked about this, but
I don't think
what
so.
I realize is that sometimes one single removal of an issue isn't enough. So I started meditating on this, and I'm like, how can I do this efficiently and make sure that we get all the energy removed? And I realized that every energy we have has a positive energy and a negative energy attached to it. So let's say money, I have an attachment to money and I have an aversion to money. You know, so on one hand, I'm like asking, on the other, I'm pushing away, you know? And I realized that there's, and I started guinea pigging on myself and a couple of friends and realized that I could do all of those energies by asking, you know, both the positive and the negative, positive, negative. What aspects of being safe, approval, control? This is something I'd learned a long, long time ago. There was somebody, Larry Levinson, back in the 50s, had created this thing. I think it was called the Sedona method of asking these questions to release energies. So I took that, and I did that myself, and it was phenomenal, really slow. Whereas now I know, well, I could just go in and extract this energy and it's gone like that instead of just
Wow, that's
process.
cool, Phil.
So with this, I'm compressing it down. I'm trying to figure out how to make it work for people because this takes, particularly people like myself with weight issues, I want to focus on that to get rid of the emotional things that are causing people to have weight. I know with Ozempic and all these other things out there that these are great, but there's still the emotions behind, you
Right.
know,
Plus, it's not
the.
healthy. I'm sorry. I'll say that. I don't care. Some of this stuff these people are doing, I mean, I can see if you have diabetes, but if you don't, and I think people are using it just to be skinny, you know, they haven't tested this stuff for a
You
while.
are saying that as a skinny person, though.
Well, I know that's true, but I work out. But I work out to stay skinny. And I work
Right.
out. This is what I think, Phil, on this whole thing about this. Don't get me started on all that. Because I look at like Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon Osbourne, and she looks absolutely scary from taking that stuff.
She doesn't look as she's maybe a little too thin, I think.
Terrible. And
I
even.
just saw her recently. Well, online I saw her, but
Yeah, but here's what I think, you know, and this is why I think this. We're the same age, and I just feel like you can't cheat. I learned a long time ago when I worked out at the gym with the trainer and I got all fit and I said, "Now what?" He says, "Now you just keep doing it for the rest of your life, Nancy." And you know, there is no easy way. You got to get up,
But
got
that's
to work
not true.
out. It's
You and I
true.
help people cheat every day. What I'm doing is helping people cheat and escape the emotions that they've willingly taken on, they don't even know they have.
That's true.
So I'm a big fan of cheating. So I'll just say that.
I love it. I love it. Phil, you have a website. It's philboyle.com. Is that the best way for people to find you if they?
Is PHILBOYLE.com. It's the easiest way. If you just want to ask a question in there, or if you want to book service, it's the same place. But you can ask a question and if see if it, this may not be right for everybody. It's
I
people,
think
some
it
people
is.
don't like getting their lives changed and ripped upside down and walking a happier path. Some people like don't want to do that. I resist it doing it on myself. I do this work on myself, and honestly, I'm like, oh, because I know that I'm going to go through this dip, but it's always better on the other side. But still, you know, avoidance is part of what makes me a good cheater.
Well,
So.
I believe in you. I believe in you. And I interview a lot of people, and I just think you're fantastic. And I think the work that you're doing is really needed. And I'm grateful that you're doing it.
It is too. And just thrown out there because we didn't really touch it. I do the physical stuff as well, very much so. So that's a little different thing. I'll just say this is that if we don't get the results you're looking for, then I refund. So because,
Oh.
well, I don't, to be fair, I don't give back hardly anything. So
I
I'm
was
okay
going to
making
say, you
that.
don't give back with nothing. You work
No,
out.
I don't have
Oh.
to. People are happy with it,
All
so
right, cool.
but it does make people feel more comfortable. So
Yes.
I would feel more
Well,
comfortable doing that myself. So
so it's philboyle.com, and Emotional and physical energetic surgery. You guys got to check him out. All right, you guys, I'm so excited about my class. My angel class is April the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be live with me. I did this 3 weeks because there's a lot to teach you, and it's going to be an hour and a half. So for each week. And so I hope everybody signs up. It's at nancyyearout.com. I'm very excited. I'm going to teach everybody how to connect with their guardian angel. So I hope everybody will join me. Phil, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Love talking to you as usual, Nancy. We just met. I feel that we're friends forever, so it's
We
weird.
are. We are. Okay. Everyone have a fabulous weekend. Everyone take care and God bless.
Take care. Bye.
You don't have to hang up, Phil.
Oh, sorry. Have we not learned about hot mics in the past?
No, I'm it's done. It's done. We're hold on. Hold on.